Dear students, you are welcome to Rohana Gurukedara educational program. I'm Sudipa Pathirana, a teacher from Alakaka Mahavidyalaya. Today, you are going to learn connectives. What is a connective? Well, connectives are conjunctions. Connectives are conjunctions. Let's learn about conjunctions in this lesson. First of all, take a piece of paper and a pen. Write down this sentence. My mother buys vegetables whenever she goes to the market. My mother buys vegetables whenever she goes to the market. Now, I want you to underline the two actions the mother does. What do I want you to do now? To underline the two actions. What are the two actions? Action 1. My mother buys vegetables. Action 1. My mother buys vegetables. Action 2. She goes to the market. Action 2. She goes to the market. These are the two actions. But how do you join these two sentences? Can you circle the word used to join these two sentences? Yes, it is whenever. It is whenever. So, whenever is our conjunction. Whenever is our conjunction. When we have actions that repeatedly happen, we use whenever. So children, what does a conjunction do? What does a conjunction do? Conjunctions join two sentences together. Conjunctions join two sentences together. So the form of the above conjunction is main clause plus whenever plus dependent clause. The form of the above conjunction is main clause plus whenever plus dependent clause. Main clause is the independent clause. It can stand alone as a complete idea. Dependent clause is a subordinate clause. Dependent clause is a subordinate clause because it cannot stand alone. We have several conjunctions. Let's look at another one. In spite of. This conjunction is in spite of. INSPITEOF. In spite of. Now, children, I will read out a sentence and you have to write it down. I will read out a sentence and you have to write it down. In spite of the bad weather, we went out. In spite of the bad weather, we went out. Now circle the conjunction used in this sentence. What do you have to do? Circle the conjunction used in this sentence. So, what is the conjunction? Did you circle it? Yes, in spite of is our conjunction. In spite of is our conjunction. Where did we place it? Is it at the beginning? Or is it in the middle? Where is the conjunction? It is at the beginning of the sentence. When one action is more powerful than the other action, we use in spite of. In spite of the bad weather, we went out. We can also use it in the middle like this. We went out in spite of the bad weather. We went out in spite of the bad weather. So, we can use the conjunction at the beginning and in the middle of a sentence. The form of the above conjunction is in spite of plus dependent clause plus main clause. The form of the above conjunction is in spite of plus dependent clause plus main clause. All right. Would you like to learn about another conjunction? Yes, let's take another one. Although. The conjunction is although. Listen to the sentence carefully. Although the beach was crowded, we had a lovely day. Although the beach was crowded, we had a lovely day. Where is the conjunction? Where is it located? Is it at the beginning? Or is it in the middle? It is at the beginning. What are the two actions you can identify? One is the beach was crowded. The other action is we had a lovely day. So, the second action can be a contrast to the first action. Let's look at the form of this conjunction pattern. Although plus dependent clause plus main clause. Although plus dependent clause plus main clause. All right, children. Now let's practice these conjunctions. Look at the worksheet. Activity number one. In activity number one, let's take the last five sentences. Question number six. Space. We hadn't eaten for over 12 hours. We weren't very hungry. Space. We hadn't eaten for over 12 hours. We weren't very hungry. Here we have two actions. We hadn't eaten and we weren't hungry. One action can be a contrast to the other action. So we can use although. Now repeat after me. Although we hadn't eaten for over 12 hours, we weren't very hungry. Although we hadn't eaten for over 12 hours, we weren't very hungry. Question number seven. Space. Samantha was tired. She watched TV until midnight. The space is at the beginning. We have two actions. Samantha was tired. She watched TV. One action can be a contrast to the other action. So we can use although. Now repeat after me. Although Samantha was tired, she watched TV until midnight. Although Samantha was tired, she watched TV until midnight. Question number eight. Space. I have lived here for years. I don't know the neighborhood yet. Here also, we have two actions. I have lived here and I don't know the neighborhood. One action can be a contrast to the other action. So we can use a similar conjunction. Let's take though. 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 Now repeat after me. Though I have lived here for years, I don't know the neighborhood yet. Though I have lived here for years, I don't know the neighborhood yet. Question number 9. They managed to make a meal, space. There wasn't much food in the fridge. They managed to make a meal, space. There wasn't much food in the fridge. We have two contrasting actions. We can use although. Now repeat after me. They managed to make a meal, although there wasn't much food in the fridge. They managed to make a meal, although there wasn't much food in the fridge. Question number 10. Space, the heavy snow, we managed to get back to the office. Space, the heavy snow, we managed to get back to the office. Here, one action is more powerful than the other action. We can use in spite of. Now repeat after me. In spite of the heavy snow, we managed to get back to the office. In spite of the heavy snow, we managed to get back to the office. Children, now we have looked at how to pronounce the sentences using conjunctions. Now, I want you to start doing the activity number 2 in your worksheet. What do I want you to do now? Activity number 2 in your worksheet. Here also, I have given you some conjunctions and you have to fill in the blanks of the short paragraph. Mr. Pereira was a person who worked at the harbor. He went to work every day. Space, he was going to work. He used to give some food to a beggar at the street. What do you think is the correct answer? Whenever he was going to work, he used to give some food to a beggar at the street. Space, Mr. Pereira was not very rich. He had a rich heart. What is the correct answer? Although Mr. Pereira was not very rich, he had a rich heart. One day, space, he was walking along the road. He didn't see the beggar. What is the correct conjunction? One day, while he was walking along the road, he didn't see the beggar. Space, being panicked, he decided to look for the man. What is the correct conjunction? In spite of being panicked, he decided to look for the man. Space, his fatigue, he kept looking for him, but he couldn't find the man. What is the correct conjunction? In spite of his fatigue, he kept looking for him, but he couldn't find the man. Later, he got to know that the man found a new home and went away. So children, these are the answers for activity number 2. I hope you have understood how to put in the correct conjunction. So let's quickly summarize what we have learned in this lesson. We have learned conjunctions like whenever, in spite of, although, and though. And we have looked at the situations and the placement of where to put in these conjunctions. Now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children.